So find a posture that is comfortable and alert. Take a little time. Have the patience to lay a foundation here, you know, fertilize the ground of being by, you know, getting in touch with your body, moving in a little, settling into a posture that's supportive. Some classic instructions you might know are to imagine the kind of hips and pelvis as like a bowl with water and sort of level the bowl if that works for your body. Different postures are useful for different people. So there's no perfect posture that's a universal standard. Just finding what works for you, okay? So the bowl, you can kind of rock back and forth on your sit bones, if you like, front and back, imagining that water becoming increasingly level and still. And then another classic instruction is to imagine that there's like a thread at the top of your head rising to infinity. Gently, you know, elevating your spine, which has, of course, natural curves in it and sometimes unnatural ones if you've lived long enough, but finding a kind of place of repose, a place of rest in which the various vertebrae and elements of your spine feel as if they're stacked in a sustainable and pleasant way on top of each other with a certain uprightness and dignity in your posture altogether. You may find that as you explore the sense of stacking and comfortable uprightness in your spine, that your shoulders and chest naturally open outward in the front. The chin may naturally tuck slightly. The head, the skull, resting on top of the neck in a way that takes the least amount of effort to maintain. As your spine becomes increasingly upright and your head increasingly rested and your chest increasingly open in the front, as your shoulders shift, consequently, you may find that your hands come more to a rest on your thighs or in your lap. And here you are, shifting your feet as needed, settling further into your chair if you use one. And noticing how the growing stability and uprightness in your body is supporting a stability and uprightness in your mind. And by mind, I mean your mood, your heart, your sense of being. Your eyes can be open or closed, or having them closed for a while and then open, or vice versa. Whatever is natural for you. With this sense in your body of being grounded and open, allow a natural openness of awareness, a kind of spreading outward in all directions, You might imagine awareness as like the sky through which clouds occasionally pass of thought or feeling or image or memory. While you abide as the sky, peacefully settled in the present. in the openness can be a natural sense of the heart, aware of breathing around the heart, aware of a natural kindness, good wishes, radiating outward from you. Can the present feel like it's enough? Can we rest more in a sense of being than in a sense of becoming? What is it like to feel like the present is enough? What does it feel like if you want to do a little practice for a few breaths or more of thinking softly, arriving as you inhale? And thinking softly, enough, as you exhale. Arriving, enough. Can you enjoy the present as it is without needing it to become more or different? Can you delight in the present as it is? Can you feel that the present and you are enough? In the present, things are continually changing, allowing changingness. While resting in being, disengaging from planning or problem solving or worrying, plenty of other times for that. Resting in being, in the ongoing streaming of consciousness. Feeling that simply being is enough. you might have a sense of the gift of being, a sense that being able to be is an extraordinary gift of the universe. The present continuously blooming into being while we live continuously in the middle of that gifting, enjoying being.